Let's take a look at the 49ers when they're on offense. I'm going to circle the slot. I'm going to circle the defensive back and the linebacker closest to the slot. The defensive back's responsibility will be to reroute. Once they identify that this is passed, this linebacker, who's the backside linebacker, has to open and run to the seam receiver. He just runs straight down the field. I'll freeze it. Linebacker here should be at least out to the hash mark once he sees it's passed, so that now the safety can see and he can midpoint the outside receiver and inside receiver, because he knows he has help intermediate with the linebacker. But because the linebacker does not get out to the hash mark, slow it down. Now you see the safety. He's late getting there. He's got a midpoint between the outside receiver and the inside receiver. Because he had no help, big play down the field. Now, when facing the 49ers defense, they're a multiple look defense. You'll see a lot of guys around the line of scrimmage, a lot of guys who have the potential to be blitzers. You see two guys in the A gap, 53 and 29. You see 26 on the outside. You see a linebacker on the left and a linebacker on the right. A lot of guys standing up, only two guys with their hand in the ground. That means every guy standing could be a potential blitzer. Last week, the Giants saw similar. They just have to play their rules and do not get fooled. They've got to communicate, because you'll see here a double A-gap blitz, and there you go. A-gap comes completely clean. Why? Because number 53 has drawn the center's attention, and he's drawn the back's attention, and no one's paying attention to number 29 in the gap. He runs free, quarterback sack. Communication and blocking your rules.